we turn our attention now to the 7th of October attacks again. And since then, as you know, Israeli society has been shaken to its core. Families torn apart, communities devastated. And yet, from the ashes of tragedy, there are those working tirelessly to rebuild both the physical and spiritual fabric of the country. And just before the news, I spoke with Colette Avital, who is helping Holocaust survivors who have memories resurfacing and are being re-triggered by the emaciated pictures coming out of Gaza. But another person is Rabbi Shlomo Ranan, the founder and director of Ayelet HaShachar, an organization dedicated to bridging the divide between religious and secular Jews across Israel. In the aftermath of the Hamas massacre, Rabbi Ranan's mission has taken on an even deeper urgency, from bringing mobile synagogues to displaced families in the south of Israel, to building temporary religious spaces in devastated kibbutzim, to offering spiritual support where it's most desperately needed. Rabbi Shlomo Ranan, founder and director of Ayelet HaShachar, thank you so much for joining us on The Home Run. If you can take us back first to the days immediately following October the 7th, what did you see and what was your very first response as a rabbi and a community leader?
Unfortunately, right, I was with my friends in the kibbutzim along Gaza border from 7th of October, when I heard the siren and all the news. So I tried to come down to see if there's any possibility for help. Most of my friends that I had to WhatsApp while they were in the shelters, and some of them, I couldn't even read what they share with me. So the first day, it was Wednesday, and that week I went to visit them. And listen, basically they were under panic, and you know, many symptoms that they have to go through. And basically, it was a big trauma. And the first thing they did to me, they just came close and tried to hug me and say, and most of them say, thank you that we're alive. What we ask for more? And then immediate cry because they lost so many friends and so many relatives. And they ask me, please, come often. So I came and we made many as possible activities in the hotels, in the community. And until today, we have like 300 architects and designer, interior designer and engineers that helping the people to renovate their houses. Many of them cannot come because when the terrorists came to the house, nobody liked to come and remember. So they try to design the house now differently. So we match with every architect that gives us strength and the power to those families to come back. Some of the family want to change, you know, the whole architecture program, since they want that the children's room will be more safe. And they feel like they have to protect the house more carefully. I can tell you that in some of the kibbutzim, this coming Shabbos, it's a very, very meaningful because they will do as a community the first Shabbos in Kibbutz Kerem Shalom and in Kibbutz Sufa. In addition, we try to help the soldiers that lost, you know, so many, unfortunately, organs, lost hand, legs, eyes, and we try to help them with a match to find the right girl for them to be able to continue for that from that moment on safely and happily as much as possible. So we have over 1,000 girls that ready to meet with handicapped soldiers. And we have a lot of work to do regard to this.
Rabbi, I'm at a loss for words. But I mean, it's heartbreaking what you're describing. Do most of the families still want to come back to their homes before October the 7th?
Yeah. And I have to tell you that I personally was amazed from the emune and the hope that those people has, you know, to come back after 2 years and be without your friends, without your close friend and without your relative, and try to come back to regular schedule. It's not simple at all. And I see the hope of those people. I see the light in their eyes. Actually, I'm here. We take off with a plane now, so I have to continue next time if you be interested.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Yes. I'm on my way to Eretz Yisrael, okay. Carry Sefer Torah that my friend like to dedicate for the sake of the father of Almog Jean Dahan that passed away a day before his son after 500 days was rescued in Arnon operation. And when this boy came out, he had to go, the first thing, I have to go to the funeral of his father. And he calls me and he says, Shlomo, I know that you help. Please, the only thing that I can help my father at the moment is to have a Sefer Torah. Maybe you can help me. So I answer him, it doesn't matter if I can or not, he will have a Sefer Torah. And right now I'm on my way back, carry the Sefer Torah next to me at the plane. And I have to tell you that each and every one of the people of the travelers that see it, they feel so connected with people observing and not observing. And now I basically tell many of them that I have to take off because I'm with you, with the audience.
Rabbi, we'll talk to you next week. And please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you. So, okay.
And that,
I apologize. I have to go. Thank
you. Okay. Thank you, Rabbi. That's Rabbi Shlomo Ranan, founder and director of Ayelet HaShachar. And two things he mentioned there that I would like to have him talk to us about next week. And the first is that this coming Shabbat will be the first Shabbos in two of the kibbutzim on the southern Israel border with Gaza. And also that there are more than 100 girls who have come forward and are willing to meet and be matched with soldiers who lost body parts in October the 7th. Both make me want to cry, to be honest. Both are very heartwarming stories, and I will definitely invite the rabbi in next week and we'll pick up on those stories again. But October the 7th, nearly 2 years ago, and the fallout, the heartbreak, the rebuilding, the resilience continues today as strong as ever.